The Aging Medical Center building is owned by the borough and employs about 120 people. Parts of the building date back to 1955. Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter hoped for an agreement to seek solutions.
I think the important message is that the facility that is currently there is fully depreciated. It's pretty much at the end of life. There's a lot of things going wrong with it underneath the hood, not necessarily cosmetically, but under the hood. There's some serious risk. We can talk about that. I think it's important at today not to say, number one, how are we going to get funding for it? Where are we going to get funding for it? Where are we going to place it? I think what's important is to sort of agree that, what's under the hood is sort of a risk and that we need to come together and figure out what we're going to do next.
Assemblymember Jeff Mucci wanted to know if the hospital board had made a decision about whether to pursue a new building or renovate the old one. Board members said they hadn't yet made a decision, but several explained it didn't make sense to put so much money into an old facility. Tim Keeneman was one.
The choices are you spend a minimum of $16 to $18 million bringing the existing building up to code, which I think is a waste of money, personally. You still have the same inefficiencies in the building, but you could add an annex for long-term care or something like that. Really, the choice becomes if we wanted the most efficient, most modern system, let's build a new one.
And Hofstetter noted that the medical center couldn't make such a decision without community input. PMC had a building condition assessment completed in 2015. An architectural firm found a majority of the, quote, systems, components, and finishes have exceeded or are near the end of their service life and should be replaced, unquote. Estimates put the cost of upgrading the existing building at $16 million or building new at more than $40 million. Medical Center's Director of Nursing, Jennifer Briner, explained the main reason for a new building is to avoid an emergency shutdown of the old facility.
We want it to be prettier. We want, to be more efficient and all those things, but ultimately we just don't want it to be shut down and closed because of a failure.
Hospital staff also talked more about a recent sewer failure that had staffers scrambling to make repairs and clean up. Again, here's Hofstetter.
Those are the things that kind of leave me awake at night. Yeah, will the facility be good for a year or two, 3 years, 4 years? Yeah. But it's going to take 5 to 10 years before we really get secure the funding, find a site, figure out how we're going to do it, and then maintain the old building and maintain services for the community and then build a new building. So it's going to take time, even if we had money fall out of the sky today.
Hospital administrators asked for repair work to be listed among the borough's annual capital project priorities and asked for a new hospital building to be a top priority for the municipality. They're also hoping to gather public input from the community about what services are considered essential. To that end, the medical center is planning to host some community cafes starting up in mid-November. Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter didn't think those forums would get much interest.
You're not going to get full community participation on this. And I think if you're talking about a new building, everybody thinks that we're going to have to dig into our pocket for $50 million, but a big portion of that's going to come from outside funding sources.
Right.
So we're really not going to do that much, But the point is though, you have to bring everybody along with this, with what you have to offer.
Wallhuter encouraged more outreach about the services that the medical center offers and what would be lost if those can't continue. Several at the work session raised the concern of new building fatigue or opposition to constructing more public facilities, even those funded by outside grant money. But some assembly members seemed convinced that the hospital needed a solution. Here's Jeff Mucci.
Well, for me, I keep hearing about new building fatigue. But this is something that needs to kind of get addressed. Like Phil says, and I mean, we're very thankful to have Phil as the administrator, because he communicates well, reaches out, and kind of appreciate that as well as the hospital staff. But it's going to be a community-wide discussion about how we're going to fund it and what we're going to do. I think this is a great start.
Some of the possibilities for funding are grants from federal or state governments or other sources, or a revenue bond. That's debt that the hospital could repay with revenue instead of raising taxes. That would still require approval by local voters. The next steps are a study for a new or renovated building, updated cost estimates, and more discussions with the assembly about where a future hospital could be located. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.